Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What a beautiful night out here in Green Bay, huh? All right. With the 76th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Savon Revel Jr., defensive back from East Carolina.
We talked about love this selection. If it wasn't for the injury, this may have been one of the top corners in this NFL Draft. Tore the ACL early in the season, clearing. Looking forward to having him back on the field early. Your cornerback room just got a ton of help and a ton of value at pick 76.
Size, length, can run, plays the ball in the air, gets picks, ball skills, great man coverage, physical, press cover guy. Like he's a first-round grade for a lot of people. I got him as a really high second. Just looking at my board, definitely top 15 or so guy. This is slam dunk to get him at this value, 76 overall. Getting a guy that can come in, assuming that he's healthy, and we're just going to knock on some wood or some glass or marble, whatever this is. If he and, let's say, Diggs is healthy and Bland is here, that is a hell of a trio, assuming that all these guys come together and play for you, man. This guy's Teflon, whether it's zone, whether it's man, smart player, IQ player. Played at ECU, so you may be worried about competition there, but, man, cut on Michigan film and get back to me, man. Yeah. Beat the hell out of all those guys, man. This is a slam dunk pick.
Yeah, this is the guy who kind of fits the mold of what the Cowboys like at corner, too. Those taller, lengthy guys with those long arms. He's exactly what they're looking for. And the fact that you get him here at 76, when in so many mocks, even some of my own, I've got him going at 44.
Yeah,
I've got him in the second round, and you're getting him down here. And I think the biggest part about all this is the Cowboys doctor, Dan Cooper, performed his surgery. They've got better intel than anybody about the health status of this guy. So if they feel comfortable taking him here at 76, I think that kind of, Nick, you said it was a risky pick. And I would agree, given the injury history and what ACLs can do to corners. But if Dr. Cooper's given them a report that says, hey, I feel like this guy's going to come in and play really well at a high level for you, like we saw on film at East Carolina, then you got to feel good about where you're getting him, especially.
76 overall is worth the risk, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I agree.
100%. I'd taken the risk at 44. Calvin Watkins has reported that team officials said that he should be good to go by July after his ACL surgery.
Training camp.
That's training camp. I mean, he was a two-way star in high school, playing both corner and wide receiver. And you see that translate with the way he plays, in my opinion.
I just want to throw one caveat into that. The same doctor, Dr. Dan Cooper, did do the surgery on Jonathan Brooks. This is no discredit to Dr. Dan Cooper, but the info that they were getting during the draft process that a lot of teams were getting was that he was going to be ready by training camp. He didn't come back till October. So that's one thing to factor in, but the injury did happen to Revel in late September last year. It was not a drastic injury whenever it happened. It was a clean tear, and he was able to recover from it. You just hope he's ready in time for camp, because he's definitely going to need that time at camp. But honestly, one of the better stories in this class. You talk about character guys. I think just looking at his story, I think you'll see where the character could be coming from. When he was in high school, he got in a really bad car accident, fractured his skull, fractured his jaw, knocked out a couple of teeth, and it was a traumatizing time for him. And then he also had a season-ending broken collarbone the very next year. No star recruit. He had to go the JUCO route. Fought his way. Worked at an Amazon Amazon warehouse while doing so, and then ended up getting a scholarship at East Carolina and balled out in the one season that he had at East Carolina. And then he had a couple of games this past year before getting hurt. But the reason I am probably not as high on Revelle as the rest of as the rest of you guys, there's a lot of risk involved here. And I even put in my notes, I was like, he's the most physically gifted DB in this class, but just the 1 year of starting experience, that will increase the need for development. He's already 24. The medicals are going to be huge, but you hope he's ready to go medically, A, and then you hope he's ready for the jump in competition, B. If he could pass both of those tests, and if you told me he could pass both of those tests on Wednesday, I probably would have had him as CB3. I mean, he's that talented.
Yeah.
It's just there's a lot of risk involved here.
There is risk, and I think if you look at the player and you look at the film, when I was watching him, I saw shades, maybe not the same level of player, but I saw shades of Sauce Gardner. And Sauce Gardner played in the American Conference as well as a little bit of a different conference at that point in time as ECU is playing in currently. But when you look at really the way that he has the physicality, the way he steps up in the wingspan, the way he jams at the line of scrimmage, jump balls and the leverage that he has there, great ball skills, good hips, footwork. He's fluid all the way and he plays downhill. What did Brian Schottenheimer say in the pre-draft press conference? I asked him the question, what do you look for in the cornerback position? He said, we want to see length, we want to see athleticism, we want to see fluidity, but not just that. We also want to see a guy that's going to come downhill and tackle, come downhill and be physical. Revelle does that, and I think it's something that as long as he's healthy and the risk pays off there, you've got yourself a steal at 76 overall. All right. With all that being said, let's catch you up just a little bit because another pick did fly off the board. It was Princely Umamielen, the edge rusher from Ole Miss. I know, Vach, you had an eye on him early. And then we gotta get Brian back in here to hear what he thinks about the Savon Revelle pick as well.
Brian thinks great things just like the rest of us.
I'm sure he probably
That's
does.
That's a home run pick.
Yeah.
I'll say this real quick, too, in Revelle. You know, we talk about the Cowboys liking their taller, longer arm corners. Matt Eberflus has liked it too. And you look at this is not a player comp by any means. I'm just looking straight at size and build. At Jalen Johnson in Chicago, 6'1", 195, 31.5-inch arms. Revelle is 2 inches taller, a pound lighter, and his arms are about an inch and so bigger. I can't do math, so I can't move fourth to eighth or half to eighth. I'm sorry.
This it's okay. Why, you know, it's been why a long, I'm a journalism long major.
Yeah, you know, so, speaks happens.
This is why I'm a journalism major. So, you've got a bigger framed guy there in that sense in Revelle from a physical standpoint. Again, that's not a player comparison. I'm not saying this guy's Jalen Johnson. I'm just talking about strictly from the build.
Yeah, the dude's a freak. Athletically, it's unbelievable. And the tape is incredible. The play temperament he's with, he doesn't shy away from contact whatsoever. I think he does an excellent job of reading wide receivers. And he's able to track based on their eyes where the ball's going to go to make a play. Runs well. He's just sticky in coverage. I'm a fan of his. I guess the injury stuff, I just see him very differently, Nick. I don't know. Maybe you got more background than I do. This is a guy I think you'd have considered taking at 12 if it weren't for the injury. No. That's just the talent that's there with him. To get him at 76, I don't know that there's a ton of risk involved in the third round here with the talent.
I just worry about the injury. And corners, I feel like, are the most difficult to come back from a torn ACL or a hip injury. And that's why Benjamin Morrison was a little for me as well. But if it works out and he comes back clean and he comes back 100%, this is going to end up looking like a really strong pick. But we got to have the conversation now. We expect them to be done for night two. No running back, no receiver, no defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Boy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.